Egypt is in mourning. A pastor in Bhutan is celebrating freedom. And we've got another translation milestone to fill you in on next. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Egypt is equal parts sorrow and fury right now in the wake of the ISIS slayings in Libya. The country's observing a national mourning period of 7 days while the government's calling for a coalition to take out the terror group. Biblica CEO Carl Muller explains, whatever Egypt's response, this isn't going away anytime soon.
Their words directly on the beach were, this was to be a sign of attack on Christians globally.
Even with ISIS in Libya and Egypt, or maybe because of it, Biblica isn't going anywhere. They have bookstores throughout the region. Would you pray for wisdom and safety for the workers? Aside from resourcing Christians with the Bible, it's about relationships. Muller says because they're around...
One of our co-worker families there in Egypt visited with one of the 21 families that have been affected directly by the assassination of those Coptic Christians in Libya, and ministered to them and shared with them through God's word, the comfort that only God can bring in time of such loss.
Next, Syrian refugees are running to Turkey to escape ISIS, but they can't escape the suffering. According to reports, unsanitary conditions are creating an incubation for disease, creating isolation inside the camps. Christian Aid Mission, your link to indigenous missions, reports several Turkish ministries and churches are meeting needs physically and spiritually, but they can only do so much. Your donation can be the key to a family's survival. Will you help them out? Go to our website to do it. This is Mission Network News. A pastor in Bhutan who's been in prison for almost a year now has finally been released. Voice of the Martyrs Canada reports he was arrested for sharing the gospel and sentenced to more than 4 years in prison. Later, the court reduced his sentence, telling him he could pay a fine to waive the rest of it, which he did. Christians are thanking God for his release and reunification with his family. Let me encourage you to pray protection on Christians in Bhutan. Meanwhile, want a non-nagging way to share the gospel with people around you who don't speak English very well? English as a Second Language, or ESL, is a way to do that. Cornerstone University professor Dr. Michael Pasquale.
One way we can make our church inviting and open and connecting to these people is to care for them. And one way to show hospitality is to help them with English.
Cornerstone University is hosting their 14th annual ESL conference on Saturday, April 11th. It's designed to equip you and your church to use English as a bridge for the gospel. This is something that you can do right where you are.
And when we think about local churches, again, having outreach using English is something that's a global tool. Just about every continent, there are churches that are using English classes to reach their neighbors for Christ.
Find out more about how the ESL conference will help you share the gospel by visiting our website at missionnews.org. And there's another translation milestone. This time, it's in the realm of audiovisual scripture, specifically the Jesus film. The Jesus Film Project's Kerry Hagen says they just finished producing the film in the 1300th language.
It's quite a production. Requires a lot of different skill sets and experts to help us get to the finish line. It's not one organization or one person that does this. It's us working together as a body.
Through the years, millions of people have come to Christ after watching the Jesus film in their heart language. Thousands of ministries and partners use the film to share Christ and plant churches. Ask the Lord how He wants you to get involved.
You can give, you can go, you can pray. We need all the help we can get. There's a lot of people that haven't heard yet. Maybe there's some of your listeners that want to join with us and leverage their skill and expertise in getting the gospel out there.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You'll be amazed by the incredible stories you hear from the Middle East and North Africa when you get the Atlas of Changed Lives from Sat7. You'll read encouraging stories of changed lives from Morocco to Afghanistan that'll inspire you and your family. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Atlas of Changed Lives link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.